Welcome back to the Seven Lakes High School podcast. My name is Grace, and today I'm sitting down with two of the players from our varsity girls basketball team. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Justice.
I'm Lenore.
All right, well, Justice and Lenore, how long have y'all been playing basketball?
I've been playing for about 5, going on 6-ish years.
I've been playing for a while, since like kindergarten, so.
Of course. So tell us about this year's team.
This year's team is relatively young. We have freshmen, 2 sophomores, and a team of, 8 juniors?
Yeah, all of us are juniors. It's no very
seniors.
New.
Yeah, no seniors. We graduated 8 seniors last year, so this is just a completely new team. Playing with each other.
And how's the dynamic been?
It's been a struggle. Yeah. Been rough, you know, jumping into a tournament like the second week of the season. Yeah. So that was rough, but we're getting it back together.
Yeah, and I'm sure like you always develop such a strong sense of community with people on teams like this.
Yeah,
definitely. Because you spend so much time together. Like, how often do y'all practice and all?
Every day. 6 days a week. Yeah. And then we have team dinners twice a week. So we're together a lot.
That's really so
we
great.
We create a bond that it gets stronger over the season, 100%.
I love that. All right, and we're actually recording this on the first day of districts. How are y'all feeling about districts?
I'm so excited. Yeah. Been counting down the days.
Yeah.
I know we're ready. We have a great game plan for it and everything. We're ready to go.
Yeah, and both of y'all are juniors, right?
Yes.
So were y'all on the team last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, how were districts last year? How do you think it's going to compare to this year?
Last year we were first.
Yeah. Oh,
so
okay.
This year, you know, there's an expectation.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're going to withhold it.
Yeah, there's a pressure, but there's also like a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, Seven Lakes, we're the best.
Yeah.
All right, and what do you enjoy most about the Seven Lakes basketball team?
I have to say this year it's definitely just been the adjustment to learning all the different playing styles and mm-hmm. learning about the girls, and like some of these girls I've never even met until this year.
Yeah.
So it's definitely just been fun, like just getting to learn about everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learning how to work together is definitely important. And just we're even outside of basketball, we're enjoying each other. We're starting to build a bond that hopefully will reflect on and off the court.
Oh yeah. I love that. That's so wonderful. All right, guys, we're going to move on to some fun would you rather questions. So our first one is, would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Since I'm not going to be alive, I'm going to have to do the 10 minutes.
Yeah. It'd be so much more useful.
Yeah, I'd say the 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would be more useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what type of thing? You could, like, know whether or not you had the reading quiz. Yeah.
Exactly. Wonderful. You can see the answers in the future.
That'd be so great. And our second one, would you rather have telekinesis or telepathy? So, like, moving things with your mind or being able to read minds?
Read minds.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be able to read minds.
I'd say telekinesis, only because I don't want to know what people are thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be good, but it also could be bad. Could be so like, I don't want to, you know, someone could be thinking bad about me and I'd be like, oh, okay.
And never be able to look at them the same.
You're like, oh, I didn't know you felt that way.
That's okay. Such a valid point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So our third one is, would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear?
Sing along. I'm a terrible dancer.
Oh yeah.
That's hard. I'd say dance, only because...
Yeah?
I mean, I do both, but I'd probably dance more.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to dance to a sad song.
But yeah, I think I do that anyways. I don't know.
You can kind of dance more quietly. Like, yeah, when you're singing, everyone has to, like, look.
Yeah. But if for a sad song, you don't have to dance, like, fast either. I could do, like, what's it called?
Interpret
dancing and just sway along with the music, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
It can be done so much more subtly than singing.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, this is our last one. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Win the lottery next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because true love doesn't necessarily mean it's going to last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The money's going to last, so.
What if I believe in my heart and soul that my soulmate just has to be incredibly wealthy to support my lifestyle?
Rich. I mean, just hope. Let's hope.
Yes.
The soulmate is rich.
Yeah. Yes. You can always hope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and sitting down and talking today. Before we go, let's tell our listeners how they can come out and support the basketball team.
Yeah, you can find our schedule on Max Preps, and most of our game times are at 7, and now districts are going to be over the break, so you can come and watch then. We're giving out basketballs probably, and just come and support us.
Yeah, and we have theme nights now, so y'all can come out and support the girls and have just as much fun as the boys' games.
Do y'all know what the next theme night is?
It's superheroes.
Yeah.
And it's also elementary night.
Oh yeah. And we're playing Tompkins, so.
Yeah, and all the elementary schools are going to be there, and yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, once again, thank you so, so, so much for coming down and talking. Yeah. That's it for this episode of the Seven Lakes Podcast.